I take the most unusual trips all the way to the cosmic planes and the outer space. I'm a space traveler who doesn't even require a spacesuit. Welcome to this episode of Wisdom Podcast with me, Katarina Satori. I have my cacao right by me. And in this episode, I want to share with you my biggest insights from the recent journey with my favorite galactic teacher, Bufo 5-MeO, also known as DMT God Molecule. One of the reasons I keep sharing, giving a voice about this powerful ally in my life. Number one, to dispel confusion and fear that people have around these medicines. So hopefully one day they will take their right place as true visionary guides in our society. Number two, every time I go on these journeys, I receive not only my own calibration, I receive messages that give me strength to keep going, return me back to joy in a sense of divine oneness with all. But I also bring these messages and I share it with you, my friend. You who've been guiding to this audio for a reason. You've been who connected with me through these quantum webs of a bigger reality for a reason. If you and I meet for the very first time, thank you for listening. In this podcast, I highlight the power of wisdom, the wisdom that comes from embodiment, from learning directly from nature and life. I have another episode on Bufo that I recorded last year. I've been working with this medicine for entire year on a consistent basis, and it has been transforming my life. I come from a background of working with very powerful shamanic plants such as ayahuasca for over 16 years. And this is the medicine that is very advanced. You have to have preparation. And this is why I keep sharing that this podcast is not an endorsement for you and find somebody random to do Bufo. This is my message to share what I receive from that divine teacher. And if you feel truly called to work with this medicine, hold an intention and be patient because it will find you if you are ready. Because you have to be ready. You get to be ready. This is an experience where you will be required to let go of control. Control of your body, of your mind. The only thing you can control is the way you breathe. That's about it. This is a very galactic medicine from my experience. I often connect with my highest galactic mentors and guides who bring these deep, deep light codes and activations straight into my DNA. And this recent medicine, the main message that I brought that I wanted to share with you is called An Ocean of Compassion. My intention going in was to let go of a deep embedded programming that I took on as a little child that was all wrapped up around efforting and planning and having all these plan B, plan C, plan D for my life. And it's really rooted in survival. I grew up in constant survival. I'm raised by a single working class mom in the country that went through a collapse. I was raised in Soviet Union, and I was just 10 years old when Soviet Union collapsed. And those were some really, really tough years for my mother to provide food and shelter for me and my older sister. The reason I'm sharing this is because when we are little, our bodies absorb the emotional environment of our home. We're like little sponges. And if you grew up in a home where your caregivers were constantly in deep stress and worry about the future, your little body recorded that as a tape recorder. And that is a deep, deep subconscious wiring that affects your choices, decisions that you make or not make, and your ability to relax deeper into the wisdom and benevolence of life. So this was my intention, because I kept noticing this old program of putting a lot of effort to make things happen and not trusting the unknown, even though this is such a deep curriculum that I am constantly invited in by life, the wisdom of unknown. You know, this deep, deep wisdom that the future doesn't exist. The future is a projection of the mind. What exists is one eternal now moment that turns into another eternal now moment. So my guides have been talking to me the last several months and congratulating me on the progress that I have made and ability to live in the present. I channel my guides in many different ways. One of them is an automated writing. I have my writing sessions where I go into channeling state and I record information that I receive. So one of the messages they would say, "Congratulations, you really made a big progress on learning to live in the now. Soon, very soon, you'll be able to let go of future completely." This reminds me of the teachings of one of my beloved teacher, Byron Katie, who one of her sayings is, "I am a woman without a future, and in this lays my freedom." If you contemplate this with me, I am a woman without a future. What she refers to, she is the woman who realized that the future is an illusion and the only thing we have is now. So the principle of how we feel about the now is what we're going to create our future. This is why it's so important for me to continue to dive into my inner world, whether it's through subconscious mind reprogramming, through shamanic medicine, breathwork, movement, to dig out those weeds of survival programming that I absorbed as a little child. So this medicine journey actually came to me as a gift. I was chanting a new mantra that came to me by the grace of Divine Mother, whom I serve. It's a mantra for Lakshmi, the goddess of enlightenment and prosperity, both. And I began chanting this mantra, and all these beautiful, incredible gifts began to arrive into my life, including a gift of the ceremony through a female facilitator, which I had an intention months ago. I said I would love to receive a Bufo experience through a female facilitator and see if it's going to be different, and I knew intuitively it would be different. So the gift have arrived to my door, and I was invited to receive this gift. So the teaching began immediately, the teaching about the magic of receiving. How a lot of us don't really know how to receive. We forgot that it is magical to receive from this generous, benevolent universe who is a mother to us all. And if we don't know how to receive, if we only rely on our own personal effort and action and our own personal will, well, we don't really become the spacious vessels through which Divine Shakti can move through us and do her work, her will, and her magic. So this has been my assignment recently, to become so empty within, to let go of my own efforting and to become transparent vessel for the sacred feminine to work through me as me, for me. When intentions have been set and I was prepared for my journey, the very first dose was a microdose, also known as a handshake, which is a really wise way to facilitate this medicine since it's so, so strong. A handshake gives your nervous system an opportunity to relax and get familiar with what's about to happen. And to me, every time I sit with this medicine, it is exquisite celestial beauty. I feel tenderness coming up in my heart when I begin to relive this experience by talking about it. That when I took the second dose, a much bigger dose, I was taken, or I entered, a different realm of consciousness. And it was so profoundly beautiful, these colors, rose gold and ocean blue and sunset hues, all of these colors, and I was in an ocean of energy. It was an ocean of compassion. You see, I've seen this ocean of energy before on my ceremony with Bufu last year that I had in April. It was so powerful because I went straight back into the divine, into the Godhead, into God, right? And I saw a liquid ocean of fire made of billions and billions and billions of eyes watching over every movement that is happening on the planet. And the words of one of the Sufi mystics, Hafiz or Rumi, can't recall right now, came to mind that not even your hair, the sliver of your hair, cannot fall from your head without the will of God. And to contemplate on this topic, that the will of the divine, the more we walk the path, the spiritual path, the more we reach for the divine, the more we realize everything in this universe is held by the will of the divine. And it's a leap of consciousness to surrender your personal will, your personal ambition, your personal plan for your life into the will of the divine. It's a huge leap of consciousness. It's a leap to joy, the joy of surrender, where you say, you know what? I thought I am the director of this movie. And now, with my heart open, I am realizing I'm a participator. I'm the participant of the great unfolding of this ocean of compassion, ocean of liquid fire of love, is what on the other side, is what I'm able to perceive when my brain and my nervous system is released from the constraints of the human perception, and I'm able to launch my consciousness in a larger realms. This is what I see. This is what I see. This is who I am. I'm a part of the ocean of compassion. My heart flooded with profound sense of unity and love and deep, deep inner peace, knowing that the nature of the universe is compassion. Why is it so important to remember right now? Because we are going through a massive evolutionary change. And so many people have different perspective. What's going to happen? Will we destroy ourselves? Will there be a huge flood? Will be a drought, will we run out of resources, will all the system collapse? And it's really challenging not to get weighed down by the gloom and doom scenarios. And you know what? For some people, they need to touch on those gloom doom scenarios in order for them to awaken to a bigger reality, So all in the universe is useful. Everything serves its purpose. I am one of the voices who brings you messages from the other side, who brings you the messages from this huge eternal reality. In vision and inspiration, it will give you a deeper strength in trusting this benevolent, compassionate Mother Universe. Universe is feminine in nature. Oneness is another name for the mother of all life. The ocean of compassion. We get to find our strength to see the benevolence of evolution, to see that you and I play a crucial role. And we're not going to see that role until we learn how to connect with our hearts. Because in our hearts, there is a spark of divine intelligence. There is a genius there. There is your unique contribution, your sacred purpose that only you can fulfill. So this is why I keep launching myself into these realms where most will not go. And it's not for everybody to go to these realms. You get to have a very strong psyche and a very deeply surrendered mind and trust with this medicine to go that far. I know some people have very difficult experiences on this medicine, not celestial bliss at all. And, you know, after working with these plants, with these experiences for 16 years, I can tell you with this deep trust in my heart that the medicine doesn't make mistakes. So there is no such a thing as a bad journey. There could be a bad preparation, a sloppy preparation, untrained mind, you know, wrong intentions, desire to escape. And I speak with love about this, not with judgment, because trust me, I've done that before. My very beginning of working with psychedelic guides and plants, I was still in transition from the old life where I lived by ego, and my soul was just beginning to awaken. And I remember I was living in two worlds. I would go to a ceremony and I would touch the divine and I would see my soul and I would come back straight to the 3D matrix, picking up the habits that were draining my power and killing my soul straight back there. And that was a dance. That was a dance. It wasn't one journey that transformed my life overnight. It was 16 years. And now I am working with this galactic medicine who is a medicine for initiates, those who want truth of reality and nothing less. So hold your human when your human self struggles to believe that evolution is benevolent. I recommend you to connect with the work of Barbara Max Hubbard. She was a futurist and an author and the president of Foundation for Conscious Evolution, and she was a luminary. She's such an inspiration for me. She left her physical body at the age of 89, carrying her legacy until her last day. She is my inspiration because I don't plan to retire, ever. I plan to carry my work and my vision and my message until the day it's time for me to drop the body. So I recommend for you to connect to her work because she brings a very powerful message that crisis is a new birth. And this is why all of us get to rise up and awaken our creative gifts and follow that unique spark of genius. And maybe that begins for you, for me, for all of us. Maybe it begins with holding a very humble prayer. Instead of how can I grow my business, how can I earn more money, which is not wrong questions, but there is there is much bigger questions we can ask right now, which is, Spirit, how can I be useful to you? How can I be useful to you? What can I give today? How can I serve today? What can I give today? How can I serve today? Knowing that you are being watched over by the ocean of compassion, you are a participant in this evolutionary change. Nothing will happen with us not acting on our inspiration. The universe wants to work through you and through me and as me. And that is a divine assignment that will fulfill your heart, that will lift you up, that will give you synchronicity and opportunity and resources beyond your dreams. We are so supported. We are so unconditionally supported. Our job, as I see it, to continue to do this deep inner work, to look at the belief structures, because our beliefs do shape our personal reality. We get to look at our thoughts. What are we thinking? Not just, let me check what I've been thinking today. What I am thinking every moment is the only self-inquiry that will make a difference, because your thoughts are building blocks of your reality. Oh, beloved soul, thank you for connecting with me, because this is so fresh and I am in awe of this beautiful curriculum, the curriculum that is called Generosity of the Heart, the curriculum that is called Unconditional Trust, the Ocean of Compassion, the curriculum that is called The Magic of Receiving, that everything you give to the Ocean of Compassion comes back to you multiplied as a boomerang, and that you can rest with grace. I serve Divine Mother, who is absolutely everything for me. I am working on finishing the book called Divine Mother. And in the last few days, when I've been praying and meditating and chanting to her, the message that she gives to me is, rest in my grace. So this is what I'm offering to you. There is an ocean of compassion that is highly aware that you exist, that knows all your pain, that also knows all your power that you're currently not claiming, that also guides you to fulfill your purpose. And you can rest in that grace, the spirit of wild grace that always comes and lifts you up. And there is no future. There is only this eternal present moment. When you anchor yourself here, you become so present that nothing can hurt you. You become childlike again. You begin to open your mind to possibilities that you and your gifts can play a crucial role right now on this planet. Thank you. Your existence matters. Your gifts matter. And this is not just an inspirational talk. This is truth, mystical truth. Because when you see these realms that I'm talking about, you understand separation is an illusion. We are all connected, interconnected. And everything you give, all the transformation that you do on the inner plane creates ripple transformation in the universe. Change yourself and you change the world. Remember, we're quantumly entangled. This is scientifically proven. We're quantumly entangled. So your change, your life can change in an instant. You may receive a breakthrough idea that can change your life, but for that, you get to be present. For that, you get to cultivate attitude of curiosity and willingness. Willingness to believe in yourself. Willingness to believe that the universe is benevolent, that the universe is loving, and the universe is highly aware of you. Thank you for receiving this transmission. If you'd like to connect with me and my work, you can take a look at the links that I'll drop underneath this episode. My website is www.katarinasatori.com. If I can be of support and sit with you and offer you my energy and my support, please reach out. You can see a library of online courses I even offer private sessions and, of course, one-on-one mentorship. Everything can be found on my website. Remember, an ocean of compassion is here, and it's highly aware of you.